following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman, Patrick Manley, and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Giordano's, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix.
A pleasant good evening to you from Bourbonnais, home of the Bears summer training camp. Alongside the legendary Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zaidman. So happy to have you with us here for the entire hour, where we are joined by the quarterback, Jay Cutler. And Pat and I had a little bet going on before the start of the show, and I'm going to do it. And if something happens to me, Pat, it's on you.
I got your back.
He wanted me to introduce you as the 2014 NFL MVP.
You're not going to walk out right now, are you?
No, I'll stick around for a minute.
What's up, Jay? How's it been a week into camp?
It's been really good. It's been some ups and downs, but I think that's kind of how practice is structured with Tress. So guys are playing hard. We've had a few things that have come up that we've overcame throughout practice. Ball's been on the ground a little bit, some false start penalties, but overall we're getting better and better each day, and I think our defense is making strides too. They're making a lot more difficult out there for us.
Is there any big difference between this year and last year with Tressman being a first year coach to this year? Like, you know, meetings, schedule, just the whole thing?
Yeah, I think he's got a better feel for what players like and what we actually need. I think going, you know, you've been with new head coaches, and they're just going to do it kind of their way. And, you know, unless something really drastic happens, they kind of refine it years down the line. So Tress has been, you know, really receptive to our needs and, you know, our time off. You know, he's pushed things back a little bit and adjusted things on the fly. So it's been good.
One of the big topics of conversation this entire offseason has been, do the Bears have the best starting receiving tandem in the NFL? It was a question posed to Hall of Fame receiver Michael Irvin of NFL Network yesterday, and this is what he had to say. He ended up making a little bit of a curveball and getting it back to you. Let's take a listen.
So I want to see what happens when they have a healthy Jay Cutler. I asked Brandon that same question. What do you think? A healthy Jay Cutler, 16 games? He said, if I get 16 games out of Jay Cutler, I said, what does he end up? He said, MVP in the league. I said, that's high praise right there. You're just going to take Peyton right off that top. Just take Peyton Manning right off that shelf and just going to put Jay Cutler right up there like that? Yeah, that's the way he sees it.
Oh, absolutely. I think with Coach Trussman and Cromer and our offense, you know, our offensive line are studs. They work together. And we have a special group at the skill position with Matt Forte and Alshon and Martellus and Q. I think absolutely.
Brandon, what's different about Jay now than the Brandon you worked with when you guys were rookies?
Everything. It's night and day. He's a totally different person. He's a totally different athlete. He's the first one in the building, and that sucks because I try to be the first one in the building. So, I mean, he's there like at 5 a.m., you know, he lives it. You know, I think he has a great balance in his life now with, you know, with his personal stuff. And I won't go there. He hates when people go there in his personal stuff. So I love him. And I love catching balls. So let's just keep it at.
Do you see a difference one year to the next?
Yeah, absolutely. It's night and day, too. And, I mean, this is a different person. I don't know this guy. I don't know this new Jay Cutler. Maybe his new name is like Joshua or something. Like, this is a totally different guy. Let's call him Joshua. Joshua Cutler. That's what the J stands for.
What do you make of that?
Well, there's a lot there, obviously. You know, I'll keep it short and brief. I'm not really going to get into a lot of what B said. I know why he's excited. I understand why he's excited. At the same time, you know, we just got to take it day by day and just keep doing what we're doing. I think there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that would love to be on this team and work with the offensive line group that I have and the receiving group and Matt Forte and Martellus Bennett. You know, you look across our group on paper and it looks really good. But, you know, we've got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, last year was just kind of a little bit of a taste of it. So there's a lot left for us to do and for us to fix.
You know, you're talking about the receiving core. They arguably are, I think, the best in the NFL. You throw Marquise in there as well. What has he done between year and one and two to improve his game?
He's gotten bigger.
Yeah,
you know, I think he's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. Route running was never something that he struggled at. He got that. He picked up the offense. It was just getting the comfort level with me and just kind of fitting in with the rest of the guys in the huddle. And I think he's done a great job at that. You know, like you guys know, we've got some personalities in that huddle. And Marquise is he's kind of fit in there nicely. And he takes some of the gruff from other people, and he just keeps doing his job.
How much do you hear from all those personalities in the huddle? Because when you think about it, you know, sometimes the smart football play for you might not be something they're happy about. You know, you have three receivers who are down the field, and you might have to check down, go to Forte. You end up getting 6 yards, but you'll hear it from the other guys.
They understand. I think we do. Trust does a great job, and everyone else does a great job in that offensive meeting room of educating guys of why we run plays. And you know, the downside is they know when they're going to get the ball and they know when they're not going to get the ball. But they work together. They understand that if Brandon doesn't run off some routes, that you know, it's not going to work for Marty. And, you know, if they pull the coverage deep, that Matt's gonna pull everything off. You know, they know as long as they're doing their job, we're going to mix it up and everyone's going to get their touches.
How often do they come back to the huddle and say they're open, but they're not open?
I mean,
you're like, no, watch the film.
They know, you know, every once in a while they'll come back and be like, hey, I caught man, just throw it up. I mean, we get some of that stuff, but I think we're so fast paced and we're trying to keep practice moving. We don't give them a lot of time to really think about things.
Who's the most honest?
They're all. Alshon's always really honest. You know, B. He knows. I've been with B long enough. He knows that he can't lie to me. You know, Marty's good. They're all good. You know, it's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have all those guys out there that want the ball, that know the offense, and they're really smart players.
But you also got a whole nother option with those receivers with their height. You can just throw the ball up. Like today at practice with Alshon.
Yep.
He's got a guy kind of on him. You're like, nope. He can't touch it up there. The only guy can get is Alshon. That's got to be a great avenue to have.
It's huge. You know, our shortest starter right now is Keese, and you know he's 6'2" and probably some change. So, makes it so much easier for me. And they're all their catch radius is all really big. They got back shoulder. They can go get it. They can go over the top and they can jump up. So it makes it nice because you know when you think they're covered, they're really not.
So we just heard about all the different weapons that Jay has on offense. Coming up next, what does that mean on the field, on the scoreboard, when all is said and done in 2014? We'll discuss with the quarterback. Alongside Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. See the Chicago Bears for the first time this year at Soldier Field. Tickets are on sale for the 2014 Chicago Bears Meyer Family Fest, presented by Chase, this Saturday, August 2nd. Visit ChicagoBears.com to get tickets. It's our annual big preseason Bears All-Access opener with the quarterback, Jay Cutler, alongside the legendary long snapper, Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zaidman. Happy to have you aboard. Jay is with us for the entire hour. We talked in our last segment about all the different weapons that you have, the basketball players on offense, Matt Forte, the offensive line. A year ago, you guys were first in the NFC in points per game, averaging 28 a contest. What does that mean? Everything, having all these guys back, same coaching staff. You've never had this continuity since coming to Chicago. So what does it mean in terms of points per game? Where are we going to see the improvement on game day?
That's a great question. I don't know if I have the answer for it. You know, we were first in the league, but we finished 8-8, so it obviously wasn't good enough. You know, looking back at the film, especially early on, you kind of look at the offense and, you know, where we're going, you know, what are we doing? You know, we really weren't that good. You know, we were picking up some points just because we have some athletes on the outside and our offensive line was really good. I think we did a good job of really paring down what we like going forward, what the offense is going to look like, you know, what the guys like running, and kind of what we're good at. So, A lot of work to be done. I don't think we can rely on what we did in the past by any means.
In your mind, what's the most important stat? Is it points scored? Are there other little ones like third down conversion rate, things like that? Or is it just points scored and that's what we're going to
shoot for? Turnovers, as well as I do. Mm-hmm. Turnovers is huge. If you're plus one, what you're 70% chance of winning. Plus two goes to 80. Plus three is like 90-something. So if we can limit our turnovers and convert third downs and stay on the field, that's huge. Obviously, you want to score points when you get down there, but if you can limit your turnovers, you've got 70%, that's a heck of a chance right there.
What did you go into this offseason when you looked at your game specifically and say, I have to get better at this, this, and this? Mm-hmm.
Just detailing out my footwork and where I am in the pocket. Year one, you're kind of learning. You're just learning the verbiage and where guys are lined up and what the read is. And kind of year two, you really want to detail out every footwork versus, this play and this play and this play. And, that's kind of what we've really kind of hammered home this offseason and going to this camp.
How much more time now that Aaron Cromer is now the offensive coordinator are you spending with him? Are you spending, is your time with Mark Trestman cut in half? Or is it just both, everybody together? How does that work?
We got a big happy family in the QB room now. Tress is still with us a lot. Cav is, he's our steady guy in there all the time. And Chrome's been coming in a lot and helping out. And it's good to just have another set of ears that sees it kind of from a different mm-hmm. perspective. We're going through some stuff and he'll be like, timing here, we need to get the ball off, you need to speed up things. So it's been good to have him in there, and I think he's enjoyed, seeing that other side of the passing game.
Where is he different from, say, some of the other quarterbacks coaches that you've had in your
Who's
career?
Who's this? Kavanaugh. He's done it. He said this is his 31st training camp.
Wow.
In the NFL. That's a ton of experience.
Does he ever get out there and try to throw it against you?
He'll
pass the pill.
Yeah, he'll he'll warm up a little bit with us, but for the most part, he's just coaching. He had his knee replaced this offseason, so I think he's still getting back from that. But the guy, he's steady. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low, and I think that's exactly what you need in the quarterback room. There's times that he shoots it straight, and there's times that he'll love you up and kind of let you rant and rave and then move on. But 31 years, he's seen it all. He's been with some of the great ones. He's got Super Bowl rings. We're really, really lucky to have him.
Everyone wants to know about the other guys in the room that are actually competing for that number two spot. Give us a kind of a synopsis. Scouting report.
No, I want to know. I want to know how good their ping pong game is. Because you lost a good one in Josh.
I did lose a good one in Josh. We were playing when we first got here. Jordan's getting better. Jimmy isn't – we haven't played with Jimmy yet. David played a little bit in high school. So, Jordan, we missed Josh in the room. But
you got no competition, though.
No, I don't. We missed Josh more for his ping pong skills.
Hester was another one's gone that was always in there?
Hester was gone. Me and 40 played, and B. Marsh played a little bit. So, we still got a few guys around.
Hey, did you hear – I don't know if you heard what Jay had to say about Josh McCown when he won the Piccolo Award.
Those lies I told.
did you write that yourself? Because if I'm wrong here, it seemed as genuine as you've ever been publicly in terms of praising another teammate.
He meant a lot to me, and he meant a lot to I think the guys in the locker room. And he was genuine. There was no other way to put it. He wasn't here trying to move up in his career or take my job. He literally wanted the best for me, for this offense, and for this organization. And that's just kind of how he lives life. And that's why people enjoy being around him. And I think that's why if you ask any of the guys that played with him last year, everyone's cheering and rooting for him this year in Tampa.
Was it bittersweet, though? Because you know him personally. You mm-hmm. want him to do well. He's a starter now, got big money.
Yeah.
But yet, he was a guy, and I'm on the sidelines. I see the mm-hmm. communication that you mm-hmm. guys had. Whoever that next guy is going to be, that's a tough role.
It is. And it gets to a point where, I'm going to my ninth year, and, at some point, it's got to swing the other way.
So what's it like now to be the guy who Josh McCown was in terms of the guy that has to go to everybody else and kind of bridge the gap, if mm-hmm. you will, between different facets of the locker room?
It's good. I think we've got a lot of guys that are, taking part in that role. We've got a lot of leaders in this team, and we got some new guys that have came onto this team that are helping bridge the gap as well. You know, Jared Allen, Lamar Houston, Ryan Monday, some guys that have been around the league, been on some really good teams, and they want to win, and they know as well as the guys that we had here that it takes everybody, and Tress preaches it all the time, so it's moving in the right direction.
Pat, have you been in the van?
I have not yet.
Mm-mm. I want to hear about what's inside this van. It's been the story of training camp. We'll discuss.
We can get a scouting report on it.
Yeah, Jay Cutler gives us the scouting report on the conversion van next on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago. We'll go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. And this week, Jay Cutler hits the beach for a good cause. Lindsay Petrucci visits with Brandon Marshall and Chicago native Dwayne Wade at their sports academy in the South Suburbs. And Hall of Famer Dan Hampton surprises some season ticket holders. Saturday, 6 p.m., My 50 Chicago. Sunday, 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago. And, Pat, I actually went to Jay Cutler's beach volleyball tournament for charity.
Did you play?
I was there.
No. You're like a setter?
I mean, I was too short to play. And it was competitive, man. I had to. I spent most of my time putting sunblock on.
How many teams do you have in there?
There were like 23, 25 teams.
Oh wow! What does the winner get?
We went. They got a trophy, and then I took them out to dinner.
Oh, where'd you go?
Chicago Cut.
Oh, how was
surprise,
that?
Surprise!
It was good.
what kind of questions did you get
from
at
them?
Dinner? Yeah,
they were cool, man. They were laid back. You know, we had dinner. I mean, just kind of talked about each other's lives and what they were doing. I mean, it was good. I was happy those guys won. It was a nice prize for them.
Was it two-man teams? What was it?
No, it was 6-on-6.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a big dinner.
Yeah, these guys were they had 10 on the team. But these guys were good, man.
Yeah.
They had some guys that played professionally in college. They were legit.
Oh, so this is like legit competition on there.
Yeah.
Did they run away with it?
No, there was another team that was really good too. And they were down. The team that won was actually down like 15-6 or something.
Yeah.
Is this Team Ditka?
Yeah, Team Ditka was up.
I kid you not, there was a guy playing on Team Ditka, and they all had the Ditka shirts that you made famous, Jay, last year. And there's one guy who had a cigar in his mouth the entire time. He's just toying with the media team.
Oh, that's outstanding.
It was pretty impressive. Patrick Manley is here. I'm Zach Zabin. We're with Jay Cutler. When did you decide, you know what, I don't need a fancy car. I need a conversion van.
We go back and forth from Chicago to Nashville from time to time, and sometimes we have to take a lot of stuff back and forth, and sometimes the kids go with us. So, instead of trying to fly and get everything in a plane, we got a conversion van and kind of just go. It's 7 hours at night, so it's not that bad.
Do you drive the whole way, or do you switch off? Do you get a chance to go back and play some video games in the back?
No, I'm designated driver, and everyone else gets to enjoy the ride.
Now, you once told me, and this is before the kids, that you're an awful example to be, because you said that Tressman and you talked about how you have to be a little bit more calm when you drive down the Edens going downtown. Are you, now that you have the kids, two of them, do you has it changed your driving style when they're in the van?
When they're in the car, I think we got really good car seats, though, too.
you test them out.
Wait till they get older. When they can start talking, they tell you to slow down because they see the speed limit sign.
Oh, goodness.
Dad, how fast are you going? Dad, you're speeding. I got a backseat driver at 8 years old already.
I'm not there yet, so.
Well, it'll be right before you know it.
Oh, it's happening fast.
How many teammates have been in the van?
Quite a few. You know, we go to lunch or dinner
that
around
kinda,
here.
That's like a weird question, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Hey, it's not the van down by the river.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
it's awkward.
And I didn't mean it like that. You can take it any way you want, Mr. Long Snapper. But
The guy that I got it from over in Valparaiso, Indiana, it's Paul Sir, GMC, and he emailed me. He was like, hey, since it was on the news and stuff, he's gotten like 3 or 4 requests, and people have bought in some conversion vans off of this. So conversion vans are making a comeback.
Can you take us inside the van at some point?
Yeah. I mean, there's a big TV, internet, the captain's chairs.
How many captain chairs in there?
It's a 9-seat. It's a 9-passenger. So there's four captain chairs, and then there's the big seat in the back that folds down to a sofa.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
No fireplace in there, sink.
No fireplace.
Phil Emery was on the radio the other day, and he was talking about how he saw you with a fancy car. I don't know which one. The way he was telling the story, and I hope he doesn't get mad. I'm going to break out the Phil Emery imitation.
I didn't say this.
And he goes, oh, you didn't?
I'm not telling the story. You're telling the
yeah,
story.
No, but he said it. He said, and he's like, Jay was driving a fancy car, and then Jay got out of the car, and I mentioned that it's a nice car, and Jay goes, hey, you bought it. And
yeah, I mean, he was like, hey, that's a really nice car. I was like, thanks, man. You paid for it.
I forgot what old teammate it was, but they were talking to their owner. It might have been old Al Davis or something, but he said he'd walk through the parking lot and be like, you see all those cars? I own them. So it's kind of true.
It is. It really is.
Visiting with Jay Cutler here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Patrick Manilis along. I'm Zach Zaidman. What is really new about you? Because I've read all these articles. Everyone, anytime they talk about the Bears, the new Jay Cutler. And
yeah, I feel just kind of older. I don't feel new.
You see things differently, don't you?
Yeah,
as you
yeah,
get older?
Yeah. You do. I think you get a different perspective. Different things are priorities in my life that weren't priorities when I was, 23 or even 28. So, football is really important. It always has been. You got your family and your wife and kids now. Going into year two is different with Trestman. You're able to concentrate on different things. You're not as worried about learning the offense and spending so much time with the verbiage. You can kind of venture out and help other people and get more people involved.
Do you feel like you're different personality-wise? Because when people ask me what's new about Jay Cutler, I'll say, well, he looks sleeker. I mean, you've clearly made fitness and nutrition a top priority.
Yeah, I mean, that's because of Kristen. I mean, I can't take real credit for that. I would probably still be going to Taco Bell about everything that I hear if it wasn't for her.
So that's your cheat food?
Name it around here back in the day.
So what have you changed in your diet? Just overall health? Is it vegan? Is it, everything?
Not vegan. More paleo.
Yeah.
So a lot of proteins, vegetables, organic. We try to stay away from processed foods mm-hmm. and preservatives. A lot of vegetables. Just try to eat really clean.
It's good to have a good woman at home. My wife's the same way. I can plug her blog. It's olardi.com. I'll plug it real quick.
There
but it
go.
Is. That helped me as I got older, eating cleaner. And you just feel better.
Yeah,
just,
she helped Kristen learn how to make kombucha.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you guys. Yeah, that's very
that's
impressive.
That's what teammates do. Former teammates.
And you're
me.
A cook too, from what I understand.
I dabble. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a cook. If I got to cook something at home, I can manage.
Right, but will the other people at home eat it?
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
Just paleo stuff.
Just
so, I mean,
meat and veggies
yeah,
or something. Just straight up steak and a sauteed a few veggies.
Exactly. Give Cam a sweet potato and we're ready to roll.
There you go.
Let's take a time out. When we come back, it's time to play. Are you a Bears authority? You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at this, I think, in the past. But yeah. Pat has a lot of knowledge.
He does have a lot of knowledge, but he
doesn't
have
this. This should be handicapped.
I
it's
have,
not golf.
You're a long time Bear now, too.
I know.
Not as long as him.
back with Jay and Pat. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Join the Chicago Bears Kids Club, brought to you by Papa John's. Members have access to events, contests, and opportunities to meet Bears players, as well as chances to win Bears tickets. Sign up at chicagobears.com/kidsclub. Alongside Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is another edition of Bears All Access from training camp here in Bourbonnais, joined by the quarterback, Jay Cutler. We are moments away from playing Are You a Bears Authority? But before we get to that, you have a unique view of the Bears' first-team defense.
Yeah.
Because you're the first guy that has gotten around the league that has gotten a chance to watch the 2014 version.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an early scouting report a week into camp of those guys?
You know, you don't want to make bold predictions or statements. You know, I think they're doing great. I think they're moving along. Our defensive line is much improved. You know, you had some guys like Lamar and Jared. It's only going to help. Peanut's back healthy. You know, Tim looks good. Our Kyle Fuller, our rookie, I think he's going to have a great career. You know, if he can stay healthy, he's doing a really great job. Ryan Mundy in the back end, and, you know, we'll see who fills that other safety role. So, I'm excited for him. Lance is good. Bostic, TJ, Shays, I think, has had a really good camp so far.
Okay.
So we got a lot of pieces there, a lot of competition. I think it's going to sort itself out through preseason, but I'm excited for those guys.
The thing I watched today at practice, the intensity of the D-line seems like it's there all the time.
Yeah.
So that's huge for your O-line.
Huge.
They're getting it's game day every day.
Exactly. And, you know, and they're smart enough to know when to pull off, and they work together. So they're getting really great work, but they're also competing, like you said.
And I wanted to tell Brandon, you know, because he's been hyping you up as a potential MVP. I think, and I told Pat this, the best thing for the Bears would be for Jared Allen to win MVP.
I'd be perfectly fine with that, too. I think that'd be great.
That means we're having a top-tier defense. Or they are, excuse me. I keep saying we. I got to stop doing that. I'm not with them anymore.
You miss it, don't you?
No. I enjoy watching practice today. That was nice.
What was he like, Jay, talking about Pat, as a leader in the locker room?
I mean, he's a true veteran. I mean, he did it the right way all the time. You know, you can't replace somebody with his experience and his knowledge of the game. And, you know, he's seen everything. So it's a tough loss for us. I think a lot of us were hoping he would come back just to have him in the building.
Body couldn't do it anymore.
It happens.
Just don't get old. That's my advice. Stop the. And you're actually helping it with the nutrition stuff because that helped me a lot. That helped me tons.
Kristen got you started, but I feel like it's had a good effect on everyone else on the team because you've now gotten other guys.
Yeah, there's this. I mean, I'll give somebody else a plug, I guess, while we're at it. There's
this. That's what we're here for.
There's this group in Chicago. They're called Kitchen Fix, and all, you know, organic paleo stuff. I think they're working with the Cubs now, but they've been bringing food down to a lot of the guys on the team, and it's, you know, a lot of organic stuff, juices, snacks, and we've got a strong group of guys that are kind of heading that direction.
How many guys do you think are doing it?
You know, I bet we have upwards of, you know, I don't know, 10, 12 guys.
That's good. And then it just gets infectious and grows.
Yeah, it's good peer pressure that you put on your teammates in terms of the nutrition and the fitness. All right, time to play Are You a Bears Authority? He talked about your knowledge of the game, Pat. Now it's going to be tested against Jay's knowledge of the current Bears as well. Are You a Bears Authority is brought to you by Sports Authority, and here's how we play. I ask a question. If you know the answer, say your first name. Whoever says their name first gets a chance to answer. If you don't get it right, the other player can answer the question. All of the questions are multiple choice. Whoever has the most right after 7 questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. Patrick, you're playing for Steve O'Donnell from Dayton, Ohio. And Jay, you're playing for Roy Sharda from Chicago. And if you're listening right now and you want to sign up for a future game, go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Here we go. Question 1. Which current Bears assistant coach played for the Rhein Fire of the World League of American Football in 1997? Here are the choices. Reggie Herring, Mike Groh.
Pat,
go ahead.
Mike Groh.
Correct. Wow.
Said his name.
You went straight for the answer.
I did.
Question 2, and Pat has a 1-0 lead over the quarterback, Jay Cutler. Question 2, last season, Martellus Bennett had a career-high 8 receptions in a game. Which game was it? Was it Vikings at Bears? Was it Bears at Rams? Was it Giants at Bears or Bears at Lions?
I'm going to take B, Bears at Lions. I mean, Pat, Bears at Lions. There we go. Let me get my brain straight here.
It was actually D, Bears at Lions, but
that's
you are
what
right.
I meant. Yeah, yes. I don't know. I wasn't even thinking. I just wanted Bears at Lions.
Man.
You going to give that to me, Jay?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
All right, so it's a 2-0 lead for Manley over Cutler. Question number 3. Now, remember, Jay's fourth quarter passer rating way up high, so he's a comeback kid. Question 3. The Bears have played more games against the Green Bay Packers than any other team. Who have they played the second most games against? Lions, Vikings, Cardinals, or Giants?
Jay.
Go ahead.
Do you know this? I don't either. This is going to be, goodness, I'd say Lions.
Yes, correct. And I believe statistically you have the your best numbers in the NFC North against the Lions. I don't know what that means, but it's just something.
You
can write that in your diary the night before you go to bed.
It's a 2-1. Do you keep a diary at this stage of your life?
I do not. Yeah. Do you?
No.
Nope.
Not at all. Question.
Don't want to remember some of that stuff.
That's exactly right. It could hurt me in the future. All right. Question number 4. It's a 2-1 lead, Manly over Cutler. The Bears have played many games against teams who are now extinct. Which of the following teams was not a real franchise? The Dayton Triangles, the Staten Island Stapletons, the Pottsville Maroons, the Peoria Orange Coats.
Jeez. J-A. Wow.
Incorrect.
D.
Wow, Pat got it right.
Good guess.
Was it Orange Coats?
The Orange Coats of Peoria. They never existed.
What were the other names again? Pottsville?
These were real teams, by the way. The Pottsville Maroons, the Staten Island Stapletons, and the Dayton Triangles.
What's a Stapleton?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, that's, you know, really they have Google for that now. question number, you know, I've always wondered this, by the way. You know, listening to Mark Trestman and Phil Emery talk, how many of your teammates, Jay, do you think have to use Google to kind of understand some of the things they say?
Well, I don't know if a lot of the guys get past the first 5 minutes and make it to the second 55 minutes of those marathons they put on.
I mean, it just turns into want, 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 want. Charlie Brown.
Because the reality, I mean, you went to Vandy, you went to Duke, Pat. They're unlike anybody you probably experienced in the NFL,
yeah,
right?
I mean, they say a lot, but then you look at it like they didn't really say anything.
Right. They could get their point across in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah,
it's the exact opposite of Lovie Smith, who gave you very brief answers. These guys give you a lot, but don't say it's right. Talking loud, saying nothing. But that's the way you want to be in the NFL. Mm-hmm. All right, Bears cornerback Charles Tillman is 2 picks away from tying Gary Fensick for interceptions in a Bears career. How many interceptions for touchdowns does Peanut have in his career? 7, 8, 9, or 10?
Jay, 8.
Correct.
Yeah.
How about that? It's a 3-2 lead going down to the wire.
I was
here
thinking 6, and I was like, that's not even an option.
No.
Does he talk about it? You think he knows he can recall off the top of his head?
All 8?
Well, I'm sure it's just 8.
I'm sure he can.
It's pretty impressive. And he has had a number of pick sixes, so that's to end the game, mm-hmm. which to me is the best way to do it. Question number 6. Cutler going for the tie. What is the Bears team record for most pass attempts in a season? 455, 503, 588, 684.
Pat.
Go ahead.
C.
Incorrect.
No, that's too many. D.
Incorrect.
It's D?
It is D.
Six what?
684 back in 1999.
Oh, who was a quarterback?
Well, it was
it
the offensive
a whole
coordinator.
Bunch of different ones.
You say six what?
684. Now,
Gary Croton, right?
Gary Croton was the offensive coordinator.
Of pass attempts.
Yeah,
we would just run that little bubble screen left and right all day long.
You had like a bunch of guys. Cade McNown was on that team. Shane Matthews.
It's about 100 too many pass attempts.
Yeah. And I believe Gunther Cunningham, after a game that you guys played against the Chiefs, called that offense
Razzle
Dazzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they win?
We won, no. Yeah. No, we
they
won.
Did. They won that game, but it kind of spiraled after that.
No, we
after that. Yeah. All of those years eventually led to you coming here.
Exactly. That's I didn't even, wow.
Wow. So
we probably had a lot of punts that year too, I'd imagine.
This is for the win, by the way. Unless you want to give Cutler that point, and then it's 3-3 and we go.
No.
Okay. So so Manley's going for the win. Cutler can send it to the tiebreaker if he gets this right. Question 7. It's a guy both of you know well. How old is Roberto Garza? 34. 35, 36, 37.
Pat.
34. Incorrect.
35.
Correct.
Oh,
Jay sends it to the tiebreaker.
We got overtime.
All right, here we go. Alternate guesses until someone gets it right. What was Mark Trestman's first year as an NFL assistant coach?
First year as an NFL assistant coach.
I imagine, Jay,
Pat.
You can... Okay, go ahead.
84.
Incorrect.
No.
Alternate
guesses.
Guess. So you can go, Jay. Take a guess. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, 81.
Incorrect.
83.
Incorrect.
76.
Incorrect.
80.
Incorrect.
78.
Incorrect.
79.
Incorrect.
We got to go higher. What did we miss in the low 80s? I forgot already.
The first job that he had in the NFL was as a Vikings running backs coach.
Yeah.
For the legendary Bud Grant, I believe.
Let me do some math here real quick. 74.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go up. 85?
Correct.
Yes. 85. Yeah.
So as the Bears were winning it all, dominating the National Football League, Mark Trestman, can you imagine him as a running backs coach, knowing what he knows about quarterbacks and how he's helped groom a bunch of guys, not just you?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine him teaching running backs, getting in a stance? Because he runs around. He's very active in practice.
Got to start somewhere.
All right. Congratulations to Patrick Manley on winning Are You a Bears Authority, but it was a tight one. We knew it would
that
be close.
Yeah.
What the winner are we at?
The winner of this Steve O'Donnell gets a gift certificate to Sports Authority courtesy of Patrick Manley. Let's take a timeout.
Use it wisely, Steve.
We'll come back and talk more with the quarterback of the Bears. I'm Zach Zaidman. Patrick Manley is here. So is Jay Cutler. Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I waited for a girl. Register today at priceless.com/Chicago for MasterCard's Priceless Chicago, a collection of amazing experiences available exclusively to MasterCard cardholders. Alongside Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zaidman, here in Bourbonnais with Bears quarterback Jay Cutler. You know what's weird, Pat? I don't know if you realize this, but for years, well, you do realize it. You've been here since 1920. For years, people complained about the Bears not having offensive weapons. Phil Emery, in the span of 2 years, surrounds Cutler with the best of the best, right? Bears lead the NFC in points scored last season. So what do we have in training camp? What are the two of the biggest stories? Mega punt, right? The crowd goes nuts every time. Oh, Pat O'Donnell.
I heard it today at practice. Yeah. I can't believe it.
How is he? I haven't got to watch much.
He's got a very, very strong leg. But any young punter, they got to work on their consistency. Yeah. And that's key because, you know, you don't want them to kick 60 and then hit 120 and give it to the defense, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Jay doesn't want the punter on the field at any point, right? I mean,
exactly.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And then, so they go crazy for that. And
he's
then,
doing well, though?
He's got talent, yeah. Okay. He's got talent.
And then it's the number two quarterback. Who's going to be the number two quarterback? Because it's not enough to worry about what you do with the first team offense. It's in case.
We got to cause some drama, you know. That sells.
Well, what have you done? Or is there anything you can do? Because I don't believe there's a durability issue. There's an injury issue. It's football.
Yeah.
And that's what's prevented you from playing 16 full games. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I've had some fluke stuff, you know, my thumb and then some other things that have happened that, you know, just by chance. I feel good about this year. We'll see how it goes.
Speaking of the backup quarterbacks, how much goes in or do you have to put in to help coach them? Or is that Coach Kavanaugh's job? Or are you giving them lot of your time? And
Cavs does a lot. I think I'm in a better position this year to help those guys out than I was last year. So I try to help them out as much as possible. You know, they're really focused in on their job and trying to win the number two job. So, you know, all I can do to help them out and, you know, give them little tips here and there, I try to do. You know, they're both doing a really good job. They're both in a tough spot of trying to learn the offense and trying to kind of master the quarterback position in this system because it takes a lot. You know, you have to put in a lot of work and the verbiage can get long at times. And we've asked a lot. And I think the hardest part is, you know, we're a year ahead of where we were, you know, when I learned it. So, you know, the learning curve, I think, is a little bit even steeper because these guys are trying to catch up to what the first team is doing. And well, last year, the first team, you know, we weren't even close to where we are now. So now, like, we're saying, hey, not only do you got to go from start at A, you know, we're all the way at, you know, at D. So you got to catch these guys. Yeah, it's tough work.
So are you telling them like, hey, you got to see this? We're changing. If you see this coverage, we get to make this change, or is it that kind of stuff, or is it technique work you're working with, or things you see as, you know, the old vet you are now?
I'm trying. You know, we're trying just to say, hey, the first team does the first team stuff.
Okay.
And we want you guys just to keep it basic, keep it simple, protect the ball, go through the reads exactly how we have them, and just keep the offense moving. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to, you know, complicate things more than it has to be complicated.
Being the second year of the offense, how much input do you have in changing things?
A lot. I think that, you know, with Cav and Tress and Chrome and everybody involved, there's a lot of dialogue and there's a lot of give and take of, you know, we like this, we don't like that, you know, that looked good today or that, you know, we need to tweak that a lot. And because at the end of the day, all of us involved, we don't want to waste any plays out there. I mean, we don't really want any indecision on the guys on the offense. So we try to eliminate both of those.
How much time do you spend watching tape video with Mark Tressman, and what are those sessions like?
You know, we watch a lot of ourselves, and we watch a lot of we talk through a lot of our reads. I think we do more of that stuff than anything else, of just making sure on our end we're doing exactly what we need to do. But if we're most of the time if we're watching film or we're talking football, Tress is in the room with us.
Coming up next, I'm going to give Jay an opportunity to interview Pat, because I'm sure he's got a lot of questions that were left unanswered by your disappearance after the Packers game. I can't believe you're not going to be on the field this season. It's so weird.
It'll be weird. I think, and Jay asked me earlier about it, do I miss it? I think I'll miss it when they come running out of the tunnel against Buffalo.
So we'll talk about that. And how long did it take to get over the 2013 regular season finale? Because there are losses, and then there's a loss like that, which stings. Jay Cutler's here. So's Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zaidman. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access continues on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Alongside Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zaidman. Jay Cutler is along. This might be a first. We might get through the entire hour, Pat, without Jay taking a shot at me verbally. That has not happened. I mean, you are a new Jay Cutler.
It's not over yet. Yeah, so, maybe I'll start taking the shots.
So we got a little time.
So let's get to that finale, because, you know, there was so much the buildup heading into that regular season finale last year against the Green Bay Packers with a playoff appearance on the line in that game. The buildup was, you know, is this the game that the Bears, you in particular, Jay, is this the game that you were going to take it to the next level and show people that you could win the big one and all that kind of stuff? And you did. You played well, and you guys lose just a heartbreaking game. What's that like?
It's tough. Yeah, that's a tough one to tough one to swallow. Yeah, makes the off season seem a little bit longer, but gives us something to work on.
For me personally, it was what, the 37 seconds left, I think, on that last play.
Yeah.
So either we're going to the playoffs or the season's over. And I knew personally I was going to have to get hip surgery, that I'd have a long road to recovery. So in my mind, walking off the field, that was weird. I was like, this could be my last time ever playing in Soldier Field. So that was, for me, that was a little different.
You've been around for this. I think one of the big keys to getting to that next step, making the playoffs, you got to beat the Packers, mm-hmm, ultimately, in order to make it happen. And since you became a Bear, Jay, and you haven't played in all the games against Green Bay, but Pat, you were around, mm-hmm, for these guys are 2-9 against the Pack, including the NFC Championship game.
I think beating them too is important, because they're the division winners. You know, they've done it the last few years. You knock them off, then you're the division winner. You, mm-hmm, beat those guys, and that those are bigger wins.
Mm-hmm. You finally have, now granted, it's just year two, but you finally are beginning to have a little bit of what Aaron Rodgers has in Green Bay. Continuity, yeah. Same personnel, same coaching staff, where you're not learning something new again together as one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in year two of the same coaching staff. He's in year, what, 9, 10? I mean,
because you started to have that in Denver. By year three, you made the Pro Bowl,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
then you had to start from scratch here.
A couple times here from scratch, so It gets difficult starting back at zero. You know, hopefully we can grow with this over the next couple of years and see where it takes us.
What was I going to say? You've been – how many different coaches have you had here then? That's what I was trying to think.
We had – when I got here, it was RT, and then we had Martz, and then we had Tice, and now we have
– wow. So four and 6 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tough to do. But it seems to me, just watching you last year – and then reading what I read now, being in the media, that you and Tressman, it's you guys work well together. Last year, it was fun to watch you guys work together. Practice, it's just like it's an amazing, it's a really cool relationship.
Yeah, I mean, he understands quarterback. He's got a real knowledge of offensive football. I mean, he's incredibly smart. And I, a lot of the things and how he operates, I really agree with it. So, and it doesn't hurt when you got a GM that's loading you up on offense the way we are.
And we got to say goodbye here. But before we do, this is a big offseason for you, because you got locked in. I mean, now you know, yeah, you're going to be here with this same group for a while. Did you know, because Phil Emery talked about that Cleveland game when you came back, he mentioned that was the game that, in, mm-hmm, his mind, made him say, you're the guy. You're the guy that's going to be here for a while. Did you think that when you were playing that game?
No. You know, I mean, I remember having conversations, and they were, you know, come back when you're ready and don't feel like you have to prove anything by coming back too early. But that was a tough game, you know, two picks early and then have to come back and, you know, throw some late. But like I said, with the offensive line we have and some of the weapons on the outside and a Matt Forte behind me, you know, that'll put you at ease pretty quickly.
Are you going to join us at some point again during the season?
If Pat's on,
we'll make it happen.
If they haven't fired me yet,
we'll make it happen. Got to say goodbye. You've got meetings. Bears All Access for Patrick Manley, our executive producer, Greg Miller, Jim Christman, who was able to bring you along from here at our wonderful dormitory here.
It's a great digs.
It's no conversion van.
No, it's definitely not a conversion van, but we did convert Hal Hall to a media studio. For Bears All Access, for Jay Cutler, I'm Zach Zabeman saying thanks for listening on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows or download the podcast online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by United, Verizon, and Xfinity.